They stand in the front line, small and seemingly insignificant. Eight humble figures, identical in form, often overlooked in favor of the more majestic pieces behind them. Yet in the quiet symmetry of the chessboard, the pawns hold a secret. They are the only ones who can become anything. In the grand game of life, as in chess, the pawns represent us, ordinary souls navigating extraordinary possibilities. They begin with limited movement, bound by rules that seem to restrict their potential. One step forward, sometimes two. No backward glance. No sideways escape. Just forward, always forward. And yet, within that constraint lies a profound truth. Progress is made not by leaps, but by steps. The pawn teaches us that courage is not always loud. Sometimes it is the quiet resolve to move forward when the path is narrow and the odds are long. Each pawn carries within it the seed of transformation. Should it reach the other side of the board, it may become a queen, the most powerful piece in the game. But the journey is perilous. The pawn must navigate a battlefield, often alone, often exposed. It must survive the chaos, the sacrifice, the temptation to retreat, though retreat is not an option. This is the mission of the pawn, to persist. To believe that humble beginnings do not define the limits of destiny. To trust that the journey, however treacherous, is worth the transformation. In the divine game, God does not overlook the pawns. In fact, he often chooses them to carry out the most profound missions. The shepherd boy who became a king. The fisherman who became a messenger. The carpenter who became a savior. Each began as a pawn, walking forward with faith, not knowing the full scope of their purpose. The board is vast, the opposition fierce. But the pawn moves forward, one square at a time, guided not by power but by purpose. And when it reaches the end, when it has endured, believed, and pressed on, it is crowned. Not because it was born great, but because it chose to walk the path laid before it.